July 29. The courageous among God's jewels, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Malachi 3:17. Great is the work of the Lord. Men are choosing sides. Even those supposed to be heathen will choose the side of Christ, while those who become offended, as did the disciples, will go away and walk no more with him. What effect will the attempt of men to make void the law of God have upon the righteous? Will they be intimidated because of the universal scorn that is put upon the holy law of God? Will the true believers in the Thus Saith the Lord become wavering and ashamed because the whole world seems to despise his righteous law? Will they be carried away by the prevalence of evil? No. To those who have consecrated themselves to God to serve him, the law of God becomes more precious when the contrast is shown between the obedient and the transgressor. In proportion as the attributes of Satan are developed in the despisers and transgressors of the law of God, to the faithful adherent, the holy precept will become more dear and valuable. He will declare, "They have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." It is the ones who have been faithful stewards of the grace of God, whose love of God's commandments grows with the contempt which all around them would put upon them. Wicked men in the church harmonize in this hatred of the law of God when the crisis comes. But while they are murmuring and complaining and falsely accusing and doing Satan's work most zealously, another class is brought to our notice. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.